Okay, so let's get going here. continuing the Inyan of Tefillah on Perek Tes. So, first of all, we said yesterday, a very big chiddush, that he says that there's a Nisham Yisera even on any day that you daven a Tefillah Musaf. And it's any day that the mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash is to daven a new carbon. What's the reasoning behind that? Why is there a mitzvah to daven a new carbon? It must be that that day is mesugal for some sort of bracha. So since that day is mesugal for some sort of bracha, so it must be that we that you can get an Nisham Yisera, which is the ability to understand things in a more spiritual sense, okay? Roiv atfilis, okay. The next piece is a drop involved. It's two sentences, but let's read it and then explain. Roiv atfilis hu b'loshon nistar. Yipreshein l'dabre el ha-melech b'loshon noichach. So in Chazal, there's two ways to address someone. There's Lashon Nistar and Lashon Nochach. Nochach means the person's in front of you. So you're talking to them in the first person. Ata rotze, do you want extra? And Nistar is the person's not here. So you're talking about him. So it's the third person. So you're saying, who rotze? He wants, right? It's Nistar. So if I were going to ask you, our tefillas, are they Lashon Nistar or are they Lashon Nochach? Are we talking to Hashem in the first person? Or are we talking to Hashem in the third person? Anyone have any suggestions?
Ata.
Oh, so you say Baruch Ata Hashem. So it must be the first person, right?
Yes.
Okay. Finish the brach of Shahakol, please.
Nihiyavid Baro.
Not Nihiyavid Varecha.
Correct. Right?
So if we were saying the first, if we were saying the first person, we would say Shakol Niyeh Bidvarecha. So halfway in the middle of the bracha, we switch to talking Blashon Noichach, to talking Blashon Nistar. So most of the tefillah we do is Blashon Nistar. Shakol Niyeh Bidvaroi. The entire Shemona Esrei, except for the word Ata, is Blashon Nistar. Okay, I have a sitter in front of me. So we say, Umevi Goel, Livnei V'neim L'ma'an Shemo, not L'ma'an Shemcha, Be'ahava. Melech Oizer Moshe, right? Then we go back after Gibor, the beginning of the bracha, but then the rest of the bracha is the first three brachas. Then we say, it depends which bracha the truth is. But we are talking Blashon in Shemoneh Esrei, Dafka, we are talking, you know, more Blashon Nistar, Nochach. But in the rest of Tefillah, usually we daven Blashon Nistar, switches off. So the Goyin here says, Roiv HaTefillos Blashon Nistar is why, he just says it's not appropriate, it's not according to the proper, you know, cover. Now, In general, there are two bechinois in how we associate ourselves with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and really this was the whole yisoid of the Shaar Gimel of Nefesh HaChaim. Okay? The whole yisoid of the Shaar Gimel of Nefesh HaChaim is that there's a duality in the Bria. On the one hand, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Malich Al Aretz Kavoida, and he exists everywhere. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the superpower over the whole world, and there's no room for people. Hashem exists everywhere, and that's all before the Tzimtzum, and that's in the shame Yud Kei Vavkei in Havaya, in the way Hashem created the world. The Kerech of Havaya Yud Kei Vavkei is describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai. Now we never talk about Hashem Ba'atzmai. We always talk about how Hashem reveals Himself in the world. How Hashem reveals Himself in the world is the shame Elokim. That's how Hashem controls the world. That's how Hashem expresses himself in the world. Okay? And that's why anybody with authority, that's how anybody with authority is called an Elohim or Elohim. Because it's the expression of how he expresses, he can, It's how he is able to control the other. So like we had on last week's parasha, Rei Nasati Ascha Elohim Lefaro. Now Moshe, you will be Elohim Leparo. In other words, you will direct him and you will control his moves. So that's what Elohim is. Hashem Elohim is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself in the Bria. So Yudke Vavke is the Atzmus, the name of Hashem. And Elohim is the name of Hashem of how it controls the world. Okay. So the Goyin here says something very important. He says, Kol Emunaseinu Hu B'Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. We as Yidden, we have emuna in the Shem Havaya, Shem Shem Ha'etzem. That's the actual name of God. She'ein amoyra mipu'ula. And it's not describing his actions. It's describing him, kav yachol. Rak moyra ala v'yosu tamid, v'yosu mi'atzmoy. Ma she'ein ken ha'akum. But the goyim are not like that. They can never fathom a God, really. What they can only fathom is what he does. So they are limited to Elohim. He says that's why a goy will never be as close to Hashem as we are, because at the end of the day, even though we're mesiachas to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu through his actions in the world, but it's all because we know that he's really there in a much bigger way, right? We know Hashem is there be'etzim. We know that be'etzim Kadosh Baruch Hu is there in the world and everything, and Hashem fills up the whole world, and we can't really describe him, and we have emuna in that. So we daven to Hashem, right? But the goyim, they cannot understand that. So they are really davening just to the koach that's being expressed right now. So it's a much lower level tefillah. That's what he says. So that's why they are not fully davuk in Hashem. It's an interesting concept. But they're missing in the dvikas to Hashem. Okay? Now, okay. Let's go a little further. But these are all very, very fundamental concepts, obviously. Now, by the way, that's what it means. Baruch Ata Hashem. So we talk to Hashem, Yudke Vavke. You are Baruch. You bring in Hashpah to the world. Elokeinu, and we can relate to as Elokeinu. You're also Melech Ha'olam. Your name Elokeinu is the way you are Melech over the world. Okay? That's what that means. Now, he has now an interesting daher, a little bit different issue, different topic he wants to address here. He says something interesting. He asks a question, which is that if in the Beis HaMikdash, who brought the Karbanis? The Yisraelim or the Kohanim? The answer is the Kohanim brought the Karbanis. So frek the goyim, if the Kohanim brought the Karbanis and Tefillah is connected Karbanis, so really, why do we Yisrael have to daven? Maybe only a Kohen should daven. Maybe only a crunch of Mukhoyt to daven. Now, the truth be told, that there is a Minchas Chinuch who says, deals with this question, if a non-Yiskoyim should daven Musaf. Because Musaf is actually like bringing a carbon, and maybe only a Kohen should bring that carbon. If you're a non-Kohen, who says you should go bring a carbon? So, But the Goyin wants to know about every Tefillah. So the Goyin says a very interesting concept. He says it's not the pshat that the Kohanim had more of a shaychis to the Karbanos Tzibur than we do. That's not pshat. Pshat is the Karbanos Tzibur were being brought on behalf of the entire Tzibur. The Karbanos Tzibur were being brought on behalf of everybody. Just who actually brought it was the Kohanim. So the Kohanim were doing our Avodah. But the actual Karban was brought for everybody. And therefore, everybody should daven because everyone has shaychis to the mitzvah of tefillah. That's why he says, Afsha kohanim makrivim korbanos, even kohanim would actually bring the sacrifices, we come up with tefillah mutal al kol, but everyone has to daven Shakorban hayu habi Yisrael, because of other Yisraelim had karbanis. Josh kahanim shlichu sayu ka'abdinon. The kahanim were their shlichim. So it's not the pshat that a kohen had more shaychus to the karbanis necessarily. Just he was the shliach to bring it, but in reality, everybody was, equally shaykh to the karban. Okay. Continuing, Masha Amru, Hamevakish Rachmi Machavera in the Tzarch Lahazkir Shimon. Hatamu ki bezemakubal atfil yoiser shein ma'ayin and olav. So I think we have to understand a little bit what he's saying here, but what he seems to be saying is that when a person davens for someone, this is very relevant, the question people ask this all the time. If someone davens for a chayla, do you have to know his name? Are you mechuyev to know his name? So normally we think you are, and that's how the tefillah works best, right? But the going here says the opposite. But the Gemara in Bracha says, "I'm mevakish rachamim al chaveray." Ein oitzarach lahaskir shmo. You do not have to mention his name. And he says, you know why? If let's say you just daven refayinu Hashem v'nei rafay, and you're having in mind all the people that need a refuah, and maybe you have in mind someone more specific, we don't mention them by name. So says the Gaon that says the Gaon just like this, that that if you mention his name, it's worse. Why is it worse? Because if you mention his name, then you're asking for something for him, right? So if you're asking for something for him, it could be that Lamaisa, he's not Zaycha for that, right? So now you're putting him under scrutiny, because now Hashem has to decide, do I want to give it to him or do I not want to give it to him, right? So it's risky. But if you don't ask for it by name, and you're just throwing him into the general cloud of the chaylim, then maybe because Barva will be quicker to answer tefillah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to scrutinize the person himself. Okay, so that's what he wants to say. So he says, "Atamu ki bezemek kubal tefillah yisrael shein ma'ayin lo." So unbelievable going. He says it's better. Okay, and perhaps not mention the person's name. All right. So I want to get more into that tomorrow. We'll leave it now. We'll stop here. And tomorrow I want to get into that point a little more, plus the last nekuda before we get into Perek Yud. Once we get into Perek Yud and Yud Aleph, gets into real interesting stuff. Okay. Okay. Shkarach, everyone. We'll see you. Have a great night.
Good night.
Thank you.